The state plant board is expected to decide Wednesday whether to ban the high-tech weed killer dicamba after hundreds of complaints that its residue travels a great distance and damages non-resistant crops. As Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media reports, the vote will follow an emotional public hearing attended by farmers and others who've been directly affected by the controversy.
When we were able to spray dicamba across our fields, our farms looked like gardens. I mean, it was a look that we haven't seen in probably 10 years.
On East County Road 650 in Osceola, farmer Michael McCarty takes a break from the post-harvest work to talk about dicamba. It's something he does a lot. In fact, he says it's been taking 2 hours a day to deal with the dicamba controversy. He's helping with a petition drive by farmers who say they must be allowed to use the weed killer.
Pigweed control is the number one advantage. It lowers our cost of production. It's cheaper to control pigweeds by spraying dicamba over it. And it's the alternative is we get maybe 50% control on pigweeds with the products that are out.
The controversy over dicamba has been linked to lawsuits and reportedly fist fights and frayed communities.
This is probably the most divisive the agricultural community has ever been.
As an organic farmer, Sean Peebles in Augusta wouldn't have used a herbicide anyway, but his neighbor sustained alleged dicamba damage.
I personally have not had any damage, thank goodness. But what it has done to me is I've had several companies that we do business with that don't want to do business in Arkansas because they're concerned about dicamba drift on their crop. We're an organic operation. So the dicamba injury that I saw next to me this year, had that been 50 feet further and crossed the road, it would have put my farm out of production for 3 years.
3 years because it would have taken that long to recertify as organic after exposure to the chemicals in dicamba. With so much at stake, hundreds of farmers are expected to attend today's public hearing before the state plant board. The board will decide whether to accept a task force recommendation for an April 15th cutoff date for farm applications of dicamba. April 15th because dicamba moves more when it's hot. The product is made by Monsanto, the multinational ag, feed, and seed supplier.
Since the last time we were in front of the plant board in September, there's a tremendous amount of new and important information that has come forward.
That's Monsanto executive Scott Partridge. He says none of the predictions of extensive damage to the fall soybean harvest have come to pass, and if anything, it's the opposite, with yields expected to grow nearly 10%.
51 bushels an acre will be a record yield for soybean growers in the state of Arkansas. When we do a quick calculation, that means that the growers in Arkansas will enjoy additional harvest that will produce somewhere around $123 million for the state.
Monsanto executives plan to testify at the public hearing at the Embassy Suites in Little Rock. Agriculture Department spokesperson Adrian Barnes.
It'll begin at 9 a.m. and will last till end of day at 4:30 p.m. Everyone's public comments will be received, and if that means we go into a second day, we will do that.
Even when the plant board's decision on a ban comes today or tomorrow, the controversy will be far from over. A ban would still need the approval of the state legislature and the governor. In the meantime, the bitter division continues.
This is not just a farm problem. This is a society problem.
I'm Ann Kendo with Arkansas Public Media.